If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me on Zoom, actor, podcaster, author, my man Brian Baumgartner. Welcome back, Brian. How you doing?
What's up, Mario? I am amazing. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, my friend. Last time we saw each other, we were cooking some chili on my show, Hollywood. I saw you in action. Congratulations on the new book, Seriously Good Chili Cookbook, 177 of the best recipes in the world. I did not know it was possible to have that many different recipes with chili. How'd you put the research in for the book?
Well, let me say that, first of all, I didn't either initially. I mean, I thought, what do you mean recipes? It's how hot and spicy is it, right?
Yeah.
They said they wanted 100. And I was like, this is going to be tough, 100 different recipes. And then we started doing research and found, you know, there's green chili verde. One of the favorite, I judged at the World Championship Chili Cook-Off last year. My favorite was a thing I would not never even thought it was chili, but it was a smoked chicken, white bean chili, delicious. Ooh. Spicy, still tasted like chili, but a totally different flavor profile. It was like awesome. So we got a ton of world champion recipes for it. We had celebrity chefs and real chefs and fans submitted. And instead of 100, we got up to 177.
That's unbelievable. So, and that particular recipe you mentioned does sound pretty tasty. Like, yes, palate wouldn't be expecting something like that. How many of the 177 recipes have you personally tasted?
Have I personally tasted? I'd say I've personally tasted a little over half.
It's pretty good.
I have made significantly less than that. Yeah, I mean, we had a great team that was working. I mean, we kind of, if it was a world champion recipe, we kind of just gave that the endorsement. I was like, well, who am I to say no to them?
Right.
Like, they won a world championship. That thing's been going on 50 years. So we got a bunch of recipes from them. And so like that chicken one I just made myself a couple of weeks ago. I've been making different types and having a lot of fun with it.
Well, football season is perfect for chili recipes. Yeah. Is there a particular city or region who does chili the best?
Well, we talk about that in the book. I don't know about best. I'm not going to stake a you know, I'm not going to endorse one specific region, but Kansas City, big. Cincinnati. Cincinnati,
well, yes, home of Skyline big. Chili. That's right.
Skyline Chili.
Yes.
That's right. And famously, they eat it over noodles, like spaghetti noodles.
Yes. And you know what? I've had that. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So there's Cincinnati. Then there's kind of the whole Texas versus everybody else thing, which is the beans versus no beans debate.
Hmm.
The Texans don't eat beans in their chili, and they're very, very passionate and stubborn about it.
Really?
But I think both are delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I discriminate when it comes to chili either. Were you filming the famous chili scene in The Office with already a passion for chili? And I know this answer, but how many takes did you need to capture that scene?
One take. Yeah, Mario.
That's my guy.
No,
one take. Baumgartner.
It's all I ever need.
Regardless of chili.
Regardless of chili. And two, no. I had no. I mean, I'm from the South, right? So, like, grew up going to the University of Georgia. I was kind of reminded of this, actually. University of Georgia football games. There's another kind of classic. I don't know if you've ever been in Atlanta. There's one in Atlanta and Athens called Varsity. And their, like, big thing is chili dogs. You know, it's like an old, you know, kind of classic burger.
I love me a chili dog.
The Varsity is incredible.
Yeah, the Varsity in Atlanta. So I had that, but no, I mean, I would eat it in football season or whatever. But no, I made it after the episode. It was a few years even, and it was football season. I thought, well, I'm gonna make some chili, and then I just really took a picture of it because I thought it was funny, and I was like, well, maybe somebody will think this is funny, and people just lost their minds. I mean, they were like for them, it was like an impossibility that I would actually be making chili again. And that it's Kevin, but it's not. And why? It was like this crazy thing. So then I started playing around with it, started making more. I do cook, Mario. I am.
I've witnessed somewhat it of personally
of a chef myself. And that's right. You have. So, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Good for you, man. That is, it is a lot of fun. You also got a podcast, Off the Beat. Who you been talking to on there recently?
I'll tell you what. I mean, I've had Rainn Wilson and Carell and a bunch of folks on it from The Office and otherwise. These last three that we've recorded, one just came out yesterday. They might be some of my favorites. Busy Phillips, her story was so interesting, and in a way, the show she was on, Freaks and Geeks, kind of it was Paul Feig and Judd Apatow kind of launched Judd and Paul Feig, who worked on The Office with me, Kevin Pollak, who I didn't realize, like, he's a legend in stand-up. I mean, we think of him as like The Usual Suspects, right? And you know, A Few Good Men, and now all these movies now, but it was him and Dana Carvey and Robin Williams who were like the gods of stand-up.
I didn't know that about Kevin Pollak. He's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool.
It was so cool and interesting to talk to him about our early days. And you know, I had worked with you know, Robin a few times. He obviously knew him really well from their old days. Sort of, you know, talk about that. And then I wrapped it right before I'm in New York right now for, you know, the book launched, the cookbook launched yesterday. I talked to on Saturday, coming up in a couple of weeks. Don't miss it. Paul Walter Hauser.
Oh, that's my guy. Love Paul Walter Hauser. That dude makes every project he's in better.
He makes everything better. And he is, then you know, he is so sweet.
He's such a nice guy. Such a great
thoughtful,
guy.
Thoughtful. Yeah. Nice. Generous. I was more blown. I mean, I'm with Blackbird. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but you, Mario, or anybody else, Blackbird is absolutely fantastic. And he gives an amazing performance.
What's it on?
I mean, I'm not the publicist for that show, Mario, but it's like Hulu.
Well, cause you were passionate about the suggestion. So you got me hooked. I didn't know. I'll look it up.
I forget now. It's HBO or Hulu or something like
that.
Got it. Streaming. He is so good at it. We talk about that, and we talk about I, Tanya, and we talk about him. You know, he came to Los Angeles And I'm just like totally talking about Paul Walter Hauser, but he came to Los Angeles and he, you know, had some success early on. And then he tells me the story of, he took this girl out on a date and they went out for sushi and they went to a movies. And at the end of it, the girl said, what are you doing next week or whatever? And he says, I'll be gone. And she's like, what do you mean? And he said, I have no money left. I have to move home. I'm moving back to Michigan. And as he tells the story, she says to him, well, why did you just spend all this money? Like taking me out for sushi and to go to the movies or whatever. And he was like, I wanted to go out with a bang. And I was like, wait, what? And so he left for 14 months, went back to Michigan, then came back, and then things really started picking up for him. And I won't give away any more of the story, but the story he tells about that night where he goes home on the podcast, unbelievable, worth a listen. Even if you have to endure me, he was great. So it was like this weird thing where I've been so happy doing this podcast. I've been so happy talking to these people about the moments that helped sort of shape them and change the trajectory of your career. I need to have you on because I really want to talk about your shift in a lot of ways. And then these last three have just like completely blown me away again. So anyway, I'm having a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I'd be honored to be in that group of company right there, man. That's very cool. Something I didn't know about you, Brian. You're a golfer and I hear a pretty good one.
I like the game. This is what I say, Mario. If you're a golfer, like you go out on the weekends or whatever, I'm going to kick your ass. I mean, there's just kind of no question about that.
So you've been playing a while.
Yeah, in that way, I'm going to take you down. Now, unfortunately for me, I do these like golf tournaments with, people who are professional athletes who have now retired and all they do is play golf 36 right. holes a day every day. That has become their career. So one, they're professional athletes, and two, all they do is play all the time. So then I don't look so good when I'm playing in those things because I'm competing with these guys sure. who are like, amazing. But yeah, I love the game. It's the time, and I think everybody needs this. It's not about golf, but it's about everybody needs a thing that they do. I think it has to be activity-based, but a thing that they do that makes everything else go away for them. And just be with themselves, not thinking about, work or, business or personal finance or like, your relationships or like anything else. It is my, and it takes 4 hours as opposed to an hour, but it's my therapy. Like it really is. I go there and, the question will come up afterward. Like, oh, what'd you and John talk about? It's like, I don't know, golf. I was trying to hit the ball in the hole. And that's all I thought about for 4 hours. So for me, that's truly at this point why I love it.
I agree with you that you need something to disconnect and really that. Good for you, man. We're throwing it out there. Coincidentally, I happen to have a golf tournament, which is a lot of fun here at Lakeside. And it's a big party. A lot of tequila flowing and stuff. So I'm inviting you early for next year. Ironically, I don't play, but I'm a hell of a host. Hell of a host. I don't play, but it's all for a good cause. It benefits St. Joe's Hospital and the new children's center that they're building there. And all my kids are born there and stuff. But I like it. And the only reason I don't play, aside from being very busy with a lot of different stuff, is like you said, it takes 4 hours. I haven't had a free 4 hours in 20 years. I don't know when I had 44 hours. So plus I'm a little too hyper. I've always said my body starts breaking down and it's decrepit. Then I'll start playing golf on the regular right there. But it is a good time getting out there and just whacking it. And I like drinking and smoking and hanging out. We're doing that. So you should come this next year, Brian. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Absolutely. You know how to get a hold of me.
Okay, sounds good, my man. And listen, pick up the Seriously Good Chili Cookbook wherever you get books. Brian, thanks so much for hanging out. Congrats on everything.
Thanks so much, dude. As always, my pleasure.
All right, brother. I'll see you.
All right, cheers.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.